Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Shalom of God. May it keep the church until Jesus comes again. We have entered into a new book. Not new per se, but a book, but another book of the Bible. And the book we have want to study together for the next close to 40, I mean 40 sessions. It's about close to 40 days from now or so, is the book of Revelation. Is the book of Revelation. It is the revelation of Jesus. Is the revelation from God. Is the revelation about Jesus, is the revelation about God, is the revelation about the church, is the revelation about the end times, is the revelation about the enemies of the cross, is the revelation of what would happen to those who love God, finally, the revelation of those who persecute the church, finally. It is important to spend time to study the characteristics of our age. If today you are traveling to a new country that you have never been, what a wise person does is to study the geography and the qualities and the characteristic of that new country, that new city, that new place before you have traveled to that country. You do well so that the moment you get there, you are not lost. And the good thing is that there is always information provided for such an area that you are going. The Book of Revelation is a very unique book. Very, very unique book. I want to just give a brief introduction of this book or the outcome of this book in this session. I'll preferably start by talking about what is the outcome. Now, the message of the Book of Revelation that was given by God, and that message, that revelation. Revelation means to unveil, to lift up a cover so that you can see what you could not see well. That revelation was given by God through Jesus, and Jesus gave it to the angel or through the angel, and the angel was to give it to John, and John was to give it to the other servants, or to the church of Jesus Christ, or to the fellowship of believers. He was supposed to read to them. He was supposed to make sure that they understand, they look at it. Now, the church by then was going through a difficult time. So that revelation is the revelation, as we say, is the revelation of Ed. So, and the message, as you are saying, is stand firm in Christ. Even to death. Why? Jesus Christ is coming soon. The people that were receiving this revelation, as we saw from the, because they are same fellowship that John wrote the first letter and the second letter, and that John, that letter of John, was already experiencing false teaching from within. And as we said, the first teachers, they were eating the life of the fellowship. They were eating, the power. They were eating the love of the fellowship between believers. These, they were also eating the light, the putting of the light from inside the fellowship. We discovered that. And not only that, these false teachers, They were like yeast that if a little is allowed to get there, they would destroy the whole lump. The second problem of the same church was that it had persecution from externals, from the Rome. And so it was a church that was squeezed from inside and from outside. And if not encouraged, that church would crumble. We'll be able to see how that church continued to lose its vitality in Revelation chapter 2. But for now, we are looking at this church, and Jesus is telling them, stand up, stand firm in Christ, even if it means to death. Jesus is coming soon. This letter, written to the persecuted church and the church going through perversion, was written to prepare them for martyrdom. I know we have not talked about this a lot. We have always talked about what we can do to a church that is going through great persecution, that we can use legal redress, that we can pray together. That's okay. All this is good. We can run away. But here we are saying, prepare the church for martyrdom. And that's the revelation. And they say Jesus is soon coming. So the book of Revelation was written by as a fiery persecuted apostle. That's the Revelation 1:8. John was in the island of Patmos or Patmos. He was there because of the testimony of Jesus Christ, because of being vocal and speaking about Jesus, the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the ascension of Jesus, the high priestry of Jesus, the soon coming of Jesus. Because of speaking that, he was put into the island so that he could die there. That this persecuted apostle of Jesus, he wrote it to the seven churches that were also going through persecution from external agents. And as we have said, and it was also going through perversion, false teaching from internal agents. That's the Revelation 2 verses 10, Revelation 2 verses 13, Revelation 3, 10, and Revelation 6, 9. This revelation was written by John the Apostle when the church was entering a higher wave of persecution, when the Roman authority were enforcing the worship of Emperor Nero. They were saying you have to worship another person called Emperor Nero. Christian held that Jesus Christ was the only Lord and not Caesar. And for this reason, they were facing increasing hostility. Some Christians then would react inappropriately, even from the time Jesus was still there. During persecution, they would react inappropriately, which we ought to avoid. Let me mention a few inappropriate ways that the disciples were doing, especially Peter. Some of them were advocating for the policy of compromise. That's in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, and verses 14 and 15 and verses 20. They were talking about, they were getting to immorality, they were getting to worship of idols. We'll see it when we get to the chapter 2. Now, some of them were rejecting or denying faith, like what Peter had done when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Some of them were like Judas, betraying the faith of Jesus. Some of them were deserting faith because of persecution. Some of them were physically deteriorating and using force. Some of them were following Jesus from a distance. Remember when Peter at Gethsemane, when Jesus was caught, some of them were warming themselves in strange fire. Peter was just another example. And some of them were sleeping when they're supposed to be praying. Now, the purpose of this book, Revelation, is both to encourage and to warn. It's an encouragement, it's a warning. An encouragement to the believers going through hard times because of their faith in Jesus. Going to another higher wave of persecution, because persecution goes in waves, one wave to another, to another, to another. In fact, Jesus talked about four waves. He used the word air, H E R I R. He said, you know, the first wave is the wave of hatred. If you suffice that, you get in the persecutor takes you to another wave of persecution called exclusion. Not only hating you, they start to exclude you. If you stand firm in that one, they take you down to another wave of insulting and misinformation. If you stand firm on that one, they take you to the last one that is called rejecting your name. That's killing you, removing you, whatever they can do so that they remove your testimony from that place. And so this letter is written to them going through those higher waves of persecution to stand firm and to resist the worship of emperor in the light of imminent return of Christ to deliver the righteous. And so this person, John, is saying Jesus is coming soon, very soon. Your husband is coming. Don't get into immorality. Don't get into adultery. Don't deny Jesus. Don't follow Jesus from a distance. He is coming soon. And that's the message of Revelation. He's coming soon. And because this book is talking about Jesus is coming soon. He's coming with a reward. He's coming to reward you. And he's coming to deliver you, you know, the righteous. And he says, even if you die, Jesus will select us and take us to heaven. So death is not an end for you, my children. Just wait until end. So it's a letter saying, hold on a little more. Even if you die, even if you get to a martyr, you become a martyr for me, that's okay. I will resurrect you. I'll give you life. So Jesus kept telling his bride, I'm coming soon. I'm coming quickly. I'm already here with my reward. They were to stand firm even unto death. But it's also a warning to the unbelievers and to those who are returning back that God is going to judge them for rejecting the Savior of the world even when Christ returns. And so this book is a very important book for the persecuted church. And we need to study it. We need to understand it. We need to know that it is written for us, especially when persecution waves are increasing. We need to know. Jesus said, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many shall grow cold. But those who wait until the end, they shall be saved. So Jesus is saying, hold on, I'm coming with a reward. I'm coming quickly. Don't be afraid. I'm there for you. And so he wrote to these people and he talked to them about Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to understand the revelation of Jesus Christ. Help us to know what this revelation is all about. Speak to us and open our eyes, the revelation of Jesus, even as we go through this difficult time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.